The whole Bible is about Jesus, from the New Testament to the Old Testament. However, we don't see much about Jesus' boyhood when he was a child. We see he's born, and then we see in the temple, he's 12 years old in Luke 2, and then he goes straight to 30. There's no real in between. We don't really get to see much about that, which makes the passage in Luke 2 a lot more important, more influential, because it's really the only glimpse that we get to have of Jesus' boyhood. If you'd flip with me to Luke 2:39, we'll be staying there for the rest of the lesson, so I'd keep it open. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth, and the child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So, even as a child, God was pleased with Jesus. More so, in John 8:29, it reads, "And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." So Jesus had always striven, since he was a kid, since he was an adult, to please God. And I feel like that's an application that all of us need to make, because these days, most of us don't make Jesus a priority, make God a priority. And we have other things going on in our lives. But we should always make it our goal to strive to please God. And verse 41. And his parents used to go to Jerusalem every year and the feast of the Passover. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And I always get the Passover and the Pentecost jumbled up and confused. Right here, it's talking about the Passover, which is essentially an 8-day feast that all Jewish males and their families were expected to attend. And it celebrated the deliverance of the Israelites out of Egypt. And what I'd like to highlight out of this verse is that God put Jesus in a family that obeys God's commands. And that's the part of the verse that's really important. And then in verse 43, it reads, "And as they were returning, after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and his parents were unaware of it." I had never really thought about it until during LTC or when I was writing this lesson, but, you know, in my mind, they're on a camel, right? And Jesus is an only child. It's just Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. How could they lose Jesus if they're just riding on a camel? Well, if you read over in verse 44, it reads, "But suppose them to be in the caravan, and when a day's journey, they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances." So we can see that he's in a caravan, which is, it means that they're traveling in groups to like ensure safety. So if the Albergas were traveling with the Rogers and the Goodales, I wouldn't want to travel with my mom, because it's a whole day's journey. It might be a little boring. So I'd probably travel with the Goodales so I could hang out with Connor, or maybe Connor would hang out with me. So that's what Jesus' parents were thinking when they saw Jesus wasn't with them. They thought, oh, he's with his friends. Until eventually they have to set up camp. And about then is when they'd realize, you know, they have to set up the tent. The family has to all sleep in the same tent. They'd realize Jesus isn't here. And at this point, they've already gone out a whole day out of Jerusalem. So now they have to come back. So by the time they get there, it's been 2 days. And if we read in verse 46, "And it came about that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions." So they've been looking everywhere. They finally found him in the temple. And the interesting part about this verse is that Jesus is listening and asking questions, which I mean, he's the Son of God. I mean, why does he need to listen and answer questions? The truth is, everybody needs to grow. It doesn't matter who you are. Even Jesus would be listening and answering questions. And in verse 47, it reads, "And understanding his answers, and when his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you.'" I mean, it'd be pretty nerve-wracking if you lost the Son of God. But this next part is probably the climax of the story. Jesus only really gets one line in the whole story, but it's probably the most impactful one. In verse 49, it reads, "And he said to them, 'Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?'" This is something I think that we all need to imitate. Jesus is saying that they didn't need to look for him. They didn't even need to do all that looking. They should have already known that he was in the temple. He was studying God's word. And if you really apply this to, if you really try to imitate this, where should God find us on Sunday morning? He should find us at church, studying God's word. In verse 50, it reads, "And they did not understand the statement which he made to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth. He continued in subjection to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart." What's interesting about that last sentence, "his mother treasured all those things in her heart," is that we can tell that Mary was probably giving down the story. I mean, that's how they... Either that or God just told Luke. But if you flip a couple of pages back, you get to Luke 1:1. It reads, "Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of things accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word have handed them down to us, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus." So it says that there were eyewitnesses. So we know that Mary was an eyewitness, and we know that Luke sought out the eyewitnesses. So it's very possible that Luke got the story directly from Mary. It's very possible. As verse 52, we have to flip back to Luke. Verse 52. "And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." So, I don't know if you caught this part, but verse 52 is nearly identical to verse 40. And there's a reason for this parallelism, and it is to highlight the theme of the story. It like isolates the story from the rest of the passage and from the rest of the text. And now you have a clear theme. And it is that Jesus, his main priority is to please his Father, be in the favor of God. And we know that this is a priority for Jesus because in verse 41, Joseph and Mary are shown to be committed to their religious events, like how they go to the Passover. We should be going to church. We should be volunteering. We should be going to the family group meetings. And Jesus clearly supported the zeal and went a little above and beyond to worship at the temple for a little longer. To wrap this up, Jesus' childhood is not exactly a common topic in the Bible. But what we do have of his tween years is that he pleased his father and mother, as well as his spiritual father in heaven. And he set an example for us at just age 12.